Friday, we were in Anacortes for a Barry Bourbon broadcast.
And what an afternoon it turned out to be down there. I mean, we were thinking maybe it wasn't, with the sunshine earlier in the week, we're thinking maybe Friday wasn't the best ice cream day, but man, it got all blue, it got nice.
We were at the Lopez Island Creamery ice cream trailer, which they have set up all summer long there on Q Avenue. It's between, what is it, 11th and 12th or 10th and 11th? Or it's right there at the marina.
Between the Safeway and the Camp Santee Marina.
Yeah, just go around, go to the, check out the marina area, and you'll find it. And there's
7 days a week.
All summer. And they've got, they don't have the pints there during the summer, but they do have our Barry Bourbon on the cone. So you can get that. And then, you know, a bunch of their other flavors. But anyways, this guy comes up to the tent and says, I listen to you guys in Brazil
all the time whenever I can.
He stopped by. He was in the middle of traveling the world. He and a group of friends are just traveling the world right now.
60-foot sailboat traveling the world. What? I mean, they hit Antarctica, all over the place, I think.
Yeah.
Japan.
This guy is, he's retired out of what industry? What was he in?
He was a marketing executive for Samsung computers and cameras, or phones.
Yeah, that's what you want to do. And then you can retire from that early, and then you get yourself, you know, then you go travel the world. Well, anyway, here's his guy. I believe it's Tomas, not, right? It's not Thomas. I think you say Tomas, right?
I think so.
That's how you do that. All right, Thomas is with us now. Last year, Brad, when we were here at the Lopez Island Creamery trailer, we had a guy who came in here in full scuba gear. I remember that. And this year, I think we may have topped it. We have a guy claiming to be a world traveler.
From Brazil.
And he says he listens to us in Brazil in the morning. And I said, Brazil, Washington? And Thomas, you said, no, Brazil where?
Brazil, South America, with the beaches and the girls in the string bikinis.
All right, so that's...
Is that the Copacabana? Is that what that's called?
Copacabana is just one beach. Yeah. We have thousands of beach and millions of girls in string bikinis. Yeah.
And the bummer about Anacortes, there's not too many downsides, but people wear shirts around here, you know?
Yeah.
Tops.
The weather doesn't help very much, right? But let me tell you a little bit about us. We are a Swedish boat, and we've been traveling around the world since 2008. Made it all the way to Antarctica, then came up, and we ended up in Anacortes after coming from Russia and Japan. And we started listening to KISM last year, and wow. I got addicted to the station. It's our number one station. And while we in range, we will listen. And when I take a break or annual breaks, I listen to you guys back home, and I have messaged in several times. It was really fun. I appreciate your radio station.
Oh, well, we thank you for listening. KISM.com on the stream, the TuneIn radio app. You can get us there. So this is a 9-year project. You've been doing it since 2008. You've been going 9 years. When do you think you'll when are you going to reach the finish line here?
When does the world finish? We are actually on a research trip. We research home breweries all over the world. So we are on our way to Juneau to go and check out the Alaskan beer again. We've been there last year.
Now, Bellingham prides itself as being pretty strong with the brew pubs and all that. I assume you've been to Bellingham, or maybe you haven't. I don't know. Does it hold up? Does Washington hold up with other parts in the world?
Absolutely, but we haven't had a host inviting us to Bellingham. I only hear about your promos on the radio about the beer, but we've never been up there, so maybe.
Well, we'll invite you up.
Now, what can I ask, and I hope it's not too personal, what did you do in your professional life that allows you now to just sail around the world for 7, 8, 9 years?
I worked for multinational companies in the marketing, marketing executive, vice president for business, so... And have no kids, and you know how much you save with that.
That's the answer right there.
No kids equals more money in the bank account.
Sailboat.
And a sailboat. That's it, yeah. Those two kids of yours and the two kids of mine, it cost us a sailboat, Brad.
We could be going around the world right now, John.
Yeah. But I have to be honest, the boat is not mine. It's from Lars. He's from Sweden. We're just big buddies. We run into each other in Brazil in 2010. I was like really depressed on another boat going to the Caribbean, and he invited me over for a gin and tonic, and I never left the boat, ended up going to Antarctica rather than going to the Caribbean.
Life stinks when you're depressed going to the Caribbean, you know? Well, thank you so much for listening to us. Tell everybody we said hi, and it's good to know you're tuning in occasionally from Brazil.
Great. I will tell the crew to listen in on Monday, and keep up the great work. Thank you very much.
Tomás, what a pleasure.
And he's got a Facebook page, I guess, where you can follow him. Dawn Breakers Sailing Around the World. We'll have to go to that and check that out. So good to have him. I guess he's still here. I don't know if he's back out on the – they're heading for another destination now, but it was a pleasure meeting him.
Of all the cool things he's seen, he goes, look at this picture on my phone. And he's got the mast on this 60-foot sailboat, and this massive bald eagle is just sitting. He goes, you know it's good luck when you pull into port and this bald eagle lands on your mast, and he's just sitting up there checking it out.
Yeah. Well, it was great meeting him and everybody else out there in Anacortes Friday for the Barry Bourbon broadcast. And a lot of people signed up for the 92 days this summer, and we got another name coming at 7:30 this morning.